FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Joanna Earle.
An investigation's underway after a woman was reportedly raped in Woodland after accepting a lift home following a night out in Tunbridge Wells. Josh has the details for KMFM.
Well, the woman's told officers she left a bar in the town centre at about 3 on Saturday morning and got into a black hatchback in Church Road. She believes she was driven to an area of Woodland near Rustall, where she was attacked after being forced from the vehicle. It's understood the victim then approached another man for help, and police have told KMFM they're keen to trace him as he may have important information.
KMFM News.
Talks aimed at resolving a dispute over the role of guards on Southern Railway have broken down without agreement. A walkout due to end at midnight tomorrow is currently affecting services from Ashford and Tunbridge. The RMT union are unhappy about plans to give drivers responsibility for closing train doors. A 14-year-old girl's been arrested and a man in his 20s is in hospital with serious injuries following an alleged attack in Whitstable. Emergency crews, including the air ambulance, were called to report a man had been assaulted at an address in Edgar Close just before 10:30 last night.
KMFM News.
A campaign's underway to get more young children in Kent vaccinated against flu this winter. About a third of 2 to 4-year-olds in the county were given the nasal spray last year. It's now being offered to youngsters up to the age of 7 or in year 3 at junior school. Richard Peabody from Public Health England says getting the flu can be serious.
Influenza's a nasty, self-limiting infection which causes symptoms of often of high fever, cough, headache, tiredness.
Following months of uncertainty, a tourist attraction in Kent has closed. Staff at Dickens World in Chatham Maritime were told earlier today they were being made redundant. It's thought to only affect the Grand Tour area whilst the theatre and bar remain open.
KMFM News.
For the first time, specialist police officers have admitted they feared England football fans would be killed by Russian supporters on the opening weekend of Euro 2016. They described clashes that broke out in Marseille in June as barbaric. Chief Superintendent Steve Neal says Russian fans brought hooliganism to a different level.
There were 30 who were seriously injured who'd actually been admitted to hospital, and that there were 5 that the consultant had told my officers were likely to prove fatal that evening. So I'm stood there in Marseille as a senior English police officer believing you've got 5 murders on your hands.
Planning has already begun ahead of the World Cup in Russia in 2018. Kim Kardashian is to sue a celebrity website for claiming she lied about being the victim of a robbery in Paris. A gang stole millions of pounds worth of jewellery earlier this month. Meanwhile, her sister Chloe has told the Ellen DeGeneres show that the whole family will learn lessons from what happened and says they won't be sharing so much on social media in the future.
Make sure that we're protected as well as possible, but you know, like I said, we're a family, we'll do this together, and I think it is important to maybe make those adjustments and pull back a little bit, I think is always smart.
KMFM News.
A cat has had to have its tail amputated after a firework was reportedly strapped to the animal's body and set off. It's said to have happened in the Quinton Road area of Sittingbourne. The pet was taken in by its owner 3 months ago, but has now been given to the RSPCA through fears of more attacks. And a £200,000 life-size bronze statue of Geoffrey Chaucer is going to be unveiled in Canterbury later. It follows a 10-year campaign to recognise the 14th century's poet's links to the city. You'll be able to see it in the Three Cities Garden in Bess Lane near the High Street.
KMFM Sport.
Football and England's interim manager Gareth Southgate says he's happy with the point from the World Cup qualifier with Slovenia. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, England relied on several good saves from Joe Hart as it finished goalless last night, which kept them top of Group F. Captain Wayne Rooney came on as a sub in the second half. Southgate says it was a reasonable night's work.
A point I think we have to be happy with. Obviously, before the game, we wanted to win, and we pushed for the win with the changes that we made. And a little bit of quality lacking with our final pass on a couple of occasions. But, you know, in the end, I think we've got to be happy with a 0-0.
On to cricket, and England have started to chip away at the Bangladesh batting order in the third and deciding one-day international in Chittagong. They won the toss and decided to bowl first. Kent Sam Billings has been called into the side. A short time ago, Bangladesh were 238 for 6 in their 46 over. Adil Rashid has taken 4 wickets. And in tennis, Andy Murray continues the pursuit of Novak Djokovic's world number one tennis ranking this afternoon. Having won the China Open, he begins his Shanghai Masters campaign against American Steve Johnson.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.